Here is your NPR News Update for Wednesday, July 18th. I'm Stephen Chan. Climate change protesters are claiming victory in their effort to present an unusual necessity defense against felony charges stemming from efforts to shut down oil pipelines. The Minnesota Supreme Court has declined to review a state court of appeals ruling that backed the protesters, who will still face an uphill legal battle when their case goes to trial this fall. Two Seattle women say they were justified when they turned the shutoff valves on two pipelines in 2016. Health officials are warning consumers about the spring pasta salad from Hy-Vee stores after a multi-state salmonella outbreak. Amy Salpa is a foodborne disease epidemiologist with the Minnesota Department of Health.
But what we're looking at right now is a check-your-fridge situation. So if people have this product in their fridge, they should look at it. And even if they've eaten some of it already and not gotten sick, it should still be thrown away.
Hy-Vee has issued a recall of 1- and 3-pound containers of the salad produced between June 1st and July 13th. Authorities have not yet identified the initial source of contamination. A new demonstration kitchen, an outdoor pet pavilion, and 7 more midway rides will be among the attractions at this year's Minnesota State Fair. Tim Nelson has details.
The fair has released its list of new offerings for 2018, including a state-of-the-art demonstration kitchen in the Creative Activities Building that will host demonstrations by HGTV host Scott McGillivray and chefs Andrew Zimmern and Sean Sherman during the fair. There will also be 2 new thrill rides on the midway, the Super Frisbee and the Twin Flip. The pet attractions are relocating from an indoor space to an open-air pavilion. The new attraction has a large grassy demonstration area for obedience, agility, and police canine demonstrations. The fair is adding new park and ride locations in Arden Hills and White Bear Township. Construction crews also made one other welcome addition to the state fair this year, a brand new restroom on the north end at the former location of the Giant Sing-Along. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
If talk about the state fair isn't enough to remind us that summer is swiftly moving along, the annual Minneapolis Aquatennial gets underway tonight with the 5K race followed by the downtown Torchlight Parade. In sports, the Minnesota Lynx downed Indiana 89-65 in downtown Minneapolis today. Meanwhile, 3 Lynx players, Sylvia Fowles, Maya Moore, and Simone Augustus, have been selected to play in the upcoming WNBA All-Star Game. The recent streak of fair and mild summer days is giving way to a wetter and a cooler period with showers and thunderstorms spreading across the state tonight and Thursday. For more news anytime, check out our web stream at nprnews.org, and you can tune us in on the radio 91.1 in the Twin Cities.